With me is County Commissioner Gary Gamble. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Well, we had a board meeting yesterday, and let's start with the Lakeshore Septic Inspection Program proposal.
Well, this came to us, and we've looked at this before. Right now, of course, septic systems are linked with building permits, so the opportunity for agencies to come in and just to evaluate whether a septic system is healthy and operable has been linked to that building permit. However, there's been a grant program that has provided funding so that a community can look at various lakes within its boundaries and determine which lakes they might want to be proactive in making sure that they maintain water quality. So what the grant money does is it allows the agency to be able to go out and evaluate all of the septic systems for property owners on that lake. And that sounds scary on the one hand, because some people avoid getting building permits so that they don't have to go through that scrutiny. But the reality is, I think through lake associations and individuals that want to be good stewards of water resources, this allows the community through agencies, lake associations, and property owners to work collectively to do that. In the past, when the program was run with the initial grant, there were monies that the homeowner had to go out and look for in order to move forward if they did any improvements on their septic system. The good thing about this particular grant program is that there will be low interest monies made available. So as we can relate to in local government, oftentimes there's state and federal mandates that come unfunded, and we don't exactly like that. So this is a situation where we're trying to work together in stewardship of our waters and provide low interest funding should there be need for a homeowner to have to move forward on that. The lakes that we're looking at are McFarland Lake, Greenwood Lake, and Tom Lake.
Okay, sounds good. Security recommendations came across regarding X-ray weapons screening at the courthouse. What about that?
Well, this is a highly emotional, issue that certainly those that have been on the task force, members of staff, law enforcement, Mark and his staff, they have invested an awful lot of time in evaluating this. We brought in a consultant who works on this. I have read some of his documents prior to the document that he used in his assessment for our community and enhancing the safety. My concerns have been in the area of just how we respond to exceptions or to experiences that might be perceived as the exception rather than the rule. And given the fact that it is fresh and very much our experience here, we've seen that repeated elsewhere just in recent weeks, this whole idea of security for public officials. So there's certainly no argument that we need to be wise, and we need to look at this well-reasoned and well-informed. And for those that have invested so much time in the process, I do appreciate all the emotion that goes in the wrangling. And that's basically what we've been doing as a board, is wrangling with this issue. We did move forward on many of the recommendations that were made to try to enhance security. Since that meeting and the meeting yesterday, I toured the courthouse facilities, administration facilities up in Beltrami County, population of 45,000. I spent 40 minutes with a deputy through their entrance X-ray and metal detector operation. And my feeling is this wrestling process of trying to be financial stewards of limited resources and addressing the issue. And when you throw the emotion in there, which is very real, it sometimes, clouds the ability to do that objectively, which that can go a whole lot of different ways. But having said that, a comment that I made yesterday is that it appears we are using more and more of the public's money to protect ourselves from the public. And there's something that's a little goofy with that. And it comes or leads us to ask the question, should we who serve the public, using the public's money to do so, be entitled to everything we want or say we need when those we serve are not afforded the same opportunity? We concluded yesterday, we basically have responded to all of the things that have been requested and recommended by the committee on the security. And Sheriff Falk, to his credit, has led this through and facilitated this. And as you can imagine, a lot of people are getting worn out because they just want it to be done and move forward. And we went about it sort of convoluted yesterday, but we did come through with all the recommendations except for hiring a full-time deputy. The board did authorize if we hired a part-time deputy to man the operations whenever court is in session or in other situations where they deem that it'd be advisable to do this screening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a request to set up a work session in May on the 14th to discuss emergency management for government officials.
Yeah, and I think that's following through too on Stephen, the consultant's recommendation that we train staff. We just recently had this last weekend, Mark Fault and his personnel working in the courthouse area to go through some of these scenarios. And so we've been trying to find a date, then we might be able to take commissioners and other staff to inform them so that we are better prepared in response to situations.
Now, there was a closed session as well and before the break. And because it was closed, I don't imagine there's a whole lot you can say about
well,
that.
Well, what I can say in this regard, and this certainly for me as a board member has been very frustrating, and it's not obviously just me as a board member. The community, there's a lot I guess our reality, perception, or real has been defined by letters to the editor and you know, discussions on the street and things like that. And we're looking for information, and I think that's human nature. We want answers to things when they appear to be threatening or uncertain. And we have seen some progress as of March 25th, which some may be aware, with the appointment of a special prosecutor. Thomas Heffelfinger is going to review the Bureau of Criminal Apprehensions recently concluded investigation, which began back in December 2012. And all the board had hoped that the BCA investigation would have concluded earlier, the board continues to monitor the proceedings and has, as well, been actively involved in discussions with consulting attorney Diane Ebert, who specializes in the area of civil litigation. We've had two closed sessions, one open session, and I know myself have had conversations with her, as other board members have. The county board met again yesterday in a closed session with a consulting attorney, Diane Ebert, to discuss threatened litigation on the part of Mr. Scannell. Mm-hmm. And that announcement was made prior to the closing of the session by the attorney to inform the public as to why we were closing the session, and it was because of the proposed litigation. Mm-hmm. We're all painfully aware of the ongoing weightiness of this situation. It has stated before at the December 11th, 2012 commissioner meeting by Cook County Board of Commissioners Chairperson Janice Hall. Pursuant to Minnesota statutes, county commissioners have very limited authority over the other elected positions, such as county attorney, auditor, recorder, and sheriff. But the board is mindful, and I personally, as a commissioner, as I'm sure my peers agree, we want to be sure that we get this right. We're trying to be patient in pursuit of protecting the integrity of the process and fairness to the parties that are involved.
Very good. Well, anything else we should know about the meeting? We've got a couple of minutes left here.
The meeting yesterday, yep. Let's see. The county staffing and organizational structure, we will have a special meeting next April 15th mm-hmm. with the retirement of Janet as our personnel director. This is an opportunity for us to reassess our staffing and our organizational structure. So we'll be pulling in two administration positions from administrators, I should say, from other counties for a question and answer period for the board to be able to evaluate where we might want to go in that regard. We did have a meeting yesterday afternoon. We got out about 4:45, I think it was, at the end of the day. We met with David Betts, county engineer, and his staff trying to prioritize the worst potholes in the county. So if you have a recommendation, you can let us know.
And then pothole patrol. Yeah. Good going. Yeah.
And then I would like to mention that I've been looking for ways to be responsive in my role as a commissioner, especially for those folks in District 2. So I will be holding a town hall meeting Tuesday, April 16th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Senior Center. And it's basically an opportunity for me to listen, to answer questions to the extent that I can, or at least pursue answers that might show that we can be responsive mm-hmm. to people we represent.
Good idea. That's next Tuesday. We've been speaking with Gary Gamble. He is the District 2 County Commissioner. And thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.